Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, shock. Just about every story from the James Comey, John Brennan era was fake.
Well, not a shock to you or I.
Yeah, but we're just now getting proof of what we instinctively knew, you and I, all those years.
Yep.
And I've sat behind this microphone long enough to actually remember when James Comey, liar extraordinaire, came out and said, oh, Hillary's emails, the ones that are so highly classified, they're only supposed to be viewed in a skiff. She was Secretary of State at the time. She forwarded them home to a server that was not secured in any way. We then found out subsequently that over five nations had visited that server and simply downloaded them. Now, if that was Trump, he'd be buried beneath the jail. We'd never see him again, as it should be. You can't just spew classified information all over the place. It got even worse when we found out Huma Abedin and her husband, Anthony Weiner, a pedophile, were running around with computers with highly classified emails on them, unsecured. Now, my theory has always been, Lee, that she did that on purpose in order to sell that data to the Chinese, to sell that data to our worst enemies on Earth, and they in turn donated to the Clinton Foundation. That's how that worked. It's basically a version of the scam that Hunter Biden was running. Never be able to prove that. But maybe the FBI can. See, when they came forward and told us headed into that election, James Comey said, oh, well, we looked all through the emails, looked through everything, and there were no felonies there. And even if there were, we wouldn't prosecute them. Because no reasonable prosecutor. But we didn't find anything. But no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute Hillary Clinton because she's a Democrat. And round and round and round it went. And we would later learn, of course, all reasonable prosecutors would prosecute Trump for anything. That's how our justice system works. And they mocked us with it. Well, we're now finding out that the FBI under James Comey hid evidence of Hillary Clinton's crimes. Gosh, I keep doing this story. Hid evidence of crimes. FBI and hid evidence of crimes, Lee, it's like every week now.
Yeah.
We're finding out now that Kash Patel is in there. And what did we learn last week? That the Chinese had stolen people's identities off TikTok, millions of them, and use them to manufacture indistinguishable licenses, indistinguishable from the real ones, so as to help Joe Biden, Chairman Ho, as we call him, win the election, the first Chinese president. And we even caught 19,000 of these licenses, just one tranche, so that they could be used with absentee ballots coming through Chicago O'Hare. So what did the FBI do? They deleted all evidence of the crime from the systems, and then they deleted the evidence that the evidence had ever been entered into their systems. This is what they do. They delete evidence of Democrat and Chinese crime. But then I repeat myself, since China and the Democrat Party have essentially merged and are one great criminal entity. But back to Hillary and the breaking news this morning. This is good news. John Solomon with Just the News breaking this. An IG report buried until now that the FBI had evidence that Hillary had committed crimes, and they buried it.
In the Inspector General report on Hillary Clinton's email that reveals that the United States Intelligence Community got new evidence of possible criminality in the Hillary Clinton email scandal, but did not pursue it just before James Comey cleared her of all criminal wrongdoing. That has stayed secret for 8 years. Chuck Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, has been relentlessly pursuing him. He has President Trump's ear. I think that's going to get declassified in the next few days. That will show that there was reason to pursue Hillary Clinton, not clear her, and not pursue Donald Trump. They should have not ever investigated him for Russia collusion.
Okay. Now, the really cool thing about finding this, Lee, is that the way the conspiracy statutes work is that you date the statute of limitations from the end of the conspiracy. So as long as the cover-up is ongoing, which it is until, ooh, looky there on my watch, right now.
Yes, exactly.
The good news is No statute of limitations expiration. Lee, for our country to go forward, we must, James Comey must go to prison. There must be a perp walk.
Well, and then there's Brennan and Clapper, too.
Yeah, glad you brought them up. Because that's the second bombshell this week in the conspiracy, also broken yesterday by John Solomon's Just the News.
The second piece of classified evidence that could be released is referred to by John Durham as the Clinton Plan Intelligence. It's an intercept 5 days before the FBI opened up Crossfire Hurricane that Hillary Clinton was about to concoct a Russian scandal and try to pretend that Vladimir Putin was helping Donald Trump win the election. That means that the CIA, the FBI, and President Obama himself personally was aware that what Hillary Clinton was doing was a ruse, a political dirty trick, and still James Comey's FBI opened up on the information. If those two pieces of evidence get declassified so grand jurors can see it, Pam Bondi names a special prosecutor, we could be rolling by the end of this week.
Yeah, they got to get a special prosecutor because they cannot try this in the D.C. court system. They cannot have the grand jury in the D.C. court system. But there are some signs this morning they may be able to get around this too. Look, I can't promise you we'll finally get justice. But what needs to happen, Lee, is that we need to break the back of the psychological delusion in this country. Rasmussen just did a poll. 43% of Americans still think Russia collusion was real and that Trump colluded with Russia to win that election, including over 70% of Democrats. So in order to help them, we have to get them to see that the leaders on their side are criminals, frauds, and fakers. They're not all going to see it, but they need to begin to understand the level of the lie that they have been told, how it's not just individual lies, their entire reality is a delusion. What they're fighting back against in the street isn't real. It's fake, and it was faked at the highest levels of the CIA and the FBI. So, but Lee, these are two remarkable things, okay, that these two bombshells taken. So we're finding out Hillary committed crimes, Comey hid it in order to help her to win the election. Simultaneously, we're finding out the CIA and the FBI knew that there was no Russia collusion when they opened the investigation. What is that? It's an unpredicated investigation. It's an illegal investigation. What is all of that put together? That's a conspiracy to influence elections. And since we're just, the FBI's been hiding that the whole time, again, statute of limitations, it's not over.
I'd say it's more than a, you know, influence an election is to rig an election.
Oh, yeah, they were rigging elections. Victor Davis Hanson had a brilliant take on that, that when you look actually at John Brennan, I've never looked at it this way before.
Yeah, I read that piece that he wrote. It was just, boy, my blood pressure went up.
Yeah, he has rigged or tried to rig multiple elections. Yeah. Here's just kind of a summary of it real quick. So powerful.
Pam Bondi and the Trump Department of Justice has said they are running an investigation into James Comey and John Brennan's career. They are very angry about this, but let's just review why there might be some culpability. Take John Brennan. Two or three of the most significant scandals of the last 50 years, he was at the center. You could make the argument that the Russian collusion hoax almost swung the election to Hillary Clinton. You could make the argument that if the FBI had just released its investigation of the laptop, told the people it was authentic, John Brennan and 51 intelligence authorities would not have been able to lie to the American people that it was cooked up in Russia. We wouldn't be in this Ukraine war in Russia had John Brennan and people like him not floated the spurious narrative that Donald Trump was working hand in glove with Vladimir Putin. That poisoned the whole relationship we had with Russia. It affected the Russian-Ukrainian war, and it was all a lie.
So what do you have there? Again, that's the third part of it. That's the lie about the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, which was in FBI custody the whole time. They're lying. No, it's Russian disinformation. FBI heads are lying. They know it's fake. What is that? That is conspiracy, too. That is the third wheel on the conspiracy. It spans three elections.
And I just sit here and think how different a world this would be had we not had to suffer through 4 years of the Biden administration.
A million Ukrainian Russians arguably wouldn't be dead.
Right. Yeah.
Because never forget, and I'm so glad he said that. He's the only other person besides me I've ever heard to say that. Understand what Russia has lived through and the fear and the terror of it. Knowing it, there was no Russia collusion. And yet seeing Barack Obama at the direction of John Brennan's lies put tanks on their borders, put six CIA bases on their borders from which they were conducting military operations. The New York Times is now, you know, admitted that. Why? Based on the lie of Russia collusion. Of course, they're terrified of us. Of course, they want a buffer zone with Ukraine. They need to get us off their border. And it was all based on a lie. And that's why when Trump says, I didn't start this Ukraine war. No, they did. They did. Now Trump's got to wrap it up any way he can, which is where we're going next. Absolutely brilliant. What I've wanted for so long. Absolute total economic war on Russia and China and on China via Russia. We need to try that before we shoot Patriot missiles at them. All that coming up.